Hello, everyone. This is Christian Karasiewicz, founder of ChristianKOnline.com. And today we have an exciting interview. We're working with John Titus. He's the CEO and founder of Foibly. And for those of you who don't know what Foibly is, it's a Facebook offers aggregator. And what's really neat about this product is that you no longer have to like a lot of different Facebook pages just to be able to see their offers. You can get them all in one place. So, John, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to interview you.
Thanks for having me, Christian.
So the first question I had for you, I wanted to have you describe what Foibly is to readers.
Sure. So Foibly searches hundreds of business Facebook pages to find offers from retailers, which are kind of similar to Groupon deals. Normally you need to be a fan on Facebook of a business in order to hear about their offers, but nobody wants to be a fan of hundreds of different businesses on the off chance that they might have an offer that you're interested in. So what Foibly does is it monitors all of these businesses and puts all of their offers in one place so that fans can find the offers that they're interested in and apply to them.
That sounds like a really convenient tool because, you know, I've liked a lot of Facebook pages over the years, and I know it can be pretty frustrating to not know about a deal that's come through. So the name Foibly, is there, you know, it seems pretty catchy. Is there any sort of special meaning behind it? Does it stand for anything?
Sort of. I mean, when they first announced Facebook offers, I thought that it would be great if you could find Facebook offers in your local location. And so Facebook offers by location kind of became a sort of acronym, and we added a few more letters. And that's kind of how Foibly came up.
So as an entrepreneur in the social media field, what was it that really drove you to start Foibly?
Basically, we were just trying to scratch our own itch. As you mentioned for yourself, it's annoying when you hear about an offer after it's already passed and you are, you know, a customer of the business, but you aren't necessarily a Facebook fan of them. If there are restaurants that you like or places that you shop, if you could find out about that just by going to one place, it'd be much better than having to become a fan of all of these pages. And so we decided to, you know, build our own solution so that we could find the offers that apply to us. And, you know, anybody else could do the same thing, basically find the offers that they're interested in without having to get all the, shall we say, spam that occurs if you become a fan of these pages.
Do you have like a lot, like a backlog of offers, or, you know, is it you just pull them in as they're, you know, as they're posted?
As we find them, they're posted instantly. It takes about an hour to go through the I think around 800 businesses that we monitor. So usually the most delay you'll see if an offer is posted, our system will find it within an hour, or it could be within a few minutes. Just depends on when we look at their page.
Okay, so moving into, you know, you're talking about how, you know, you have about 800 businesses that you all monitor. So you've obviously seen a lot of Facebook offers come through. Can you name three things that businesses could do better when they're creating their offer, or things they should consider maybe doing? Is there, you know, any sort of trend you're seeing with the offers that come through?
Sure. I think most people haven't heard about Facebook offers yet. Facebook hasn't done, in my opinion, a great job of really pushing them out there. When people hear about offers, the first thing they're going to think of is Groupon, because it's kind of similar. It's a way for a business to have a special offer for its fans in order to bring in traffic. The problem that I see in a lot of offers is that when businesses make a Facebook offer, they're not necessarily giving the same kind of amazing deals that you can find on Groupon. You don't see a lot of, you know, 50% off deals that you can find on Groupon. So if a business wants to really bring in more fans and get more business, they need to kind of have that Groupon mentality in mind. One problem that businesses have with Groupon is it costs them too much money. They get too many people applying for the deal. The nice thing about Facebook offers is if you want to set a limit on an offer, you can do that. So you can limit it to the first 1,000 or first 10,000 people that go for the offer. You still get the advertising of having that offer, even if only 10,000 people get to use it. The second thing I think they should do is make the offers unique to Facebook. a lot of businesses tend to view offers right now as just another way to advertise other sales that they have going on. So you'll see, come in this weekend and get 20% off this item, but that's not unique to the Facebook offer. They're also promoting it on their own web page and through other venues to get the word out. If you want to increase the number of fans of your Facebook page, which is what Facebook offers are great at doing, this needs to be the central way that people hear about this offer and the central way they can make use of it. That drives people to your page, that gets you more fans and gets you that bigger base of users.
They're regurgitating the standard offer that they're getting, that you can get in store, or it's just a boring offer.
Right. And that kind of leads to the third point. You need to be able to track your results, just like with any other marketing that you may be doing. If you're not doing a Facebook offer as a unique Facebook offer, you can't be sure if you're getting traffic from Facebook or if you're getting it from some other venue. If you need to be able to track your results, so if it's a unique Facebook offer, you can see what comes in as far as the number of new likes, people who actually redeem the offer, and you can track your return on investment. So if you track your results over time, you can find what your fans are really interested in and how you can use Facebook offers to make your business more money as opposed to just kind of blasting it out there in any way that you can.
Right, yeah, because pretty much over time, people become immune to the same kinds of deals, the same kind of the same information they're getting in your email newsletter, the same thing they're seeing on your website, the same offer you're always offering.
And that doesn't provide you any information. It may bring in some sales, but you're not optimizing your marketing dollars.
Yeah, it doesn't give your business a boost. It's like, well, hey, I can just wait till next week, or hey, you're going to run that same deal 3 months from now. It doesn't.
Right.
It's not an incentive for me to want to claim it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So where can people find out about Foibly deals? I know you talked about, the Facebook page. Do you also have a website where you post this, or is it mainly just Facebook?
The major way you can find it is on foibly.com. There you'll find all of our offers. You can search through newest offers, offers that are about to end soon, as well as popular offers. When people come to Foibly and they click on a link, we track which ones people are most interested in, so you can sort it in that way. You can also sign up for a daily email where we'll send you all of the offers that we found in the last 24 hours. You can go to our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/Foibly, become a fan of Foibly, and the only thing we post are offers. So you'll still get all of the offers in your Facebook stream, but you won't get all of the other messages from those businesses. It'll just be the offers coming through. And, of course, if you're into RSS, you can sign up for that, too, at foibly.com/RSS. And all of these links are available at the bottom of the foibly.com webpage.
Okay, great. And then, so this kind of segues into my next question. So what's Foibly's value proposition, and how is it unique for fans?
Well, basically, we've kind of talked about this a little bit. It's the best way to find offers without having to become a fan of hundreds of businesses and getting all of the other messages that business put out there. You can find them all in one place when you're ready to find them. So when you're about to go shopping or you're about to go out to eat, if you want to find a Facebook offer that's available right now, you can go to foibly.com and quickly see everything that's available to you in one place. So find what you're interested in without having to wade through a bunch of noise.
I have to say, I really like that, because I know how frustrating it is to, get bombarded with all of the marketing from a business when all I'm concerned about is an offer.
Right. And if you're really, really a fan of a business, it's okay to get some of those cute little messages businesses put out there. But most people, I think, when they want to be a fan of a business, they're just trying to say, I like eating at this restaurant. They don't necessarily need to hear from that restaurant five times a day or see pictures of food from that restaurant or things like that. They just want to know about the important things.
Exactly. So I was checking out, the variety of Facebook offers that come through. I actually subscribed to your email as well. I really like getting it. And I noticed that most of the featured deals are from a lot of big name brands. Are there any chance that we'll see more local deals, or that you'll maybe tailor it to local businesses where maybe I could put my zip code in and only get those kinds of offers?
That's actually where we started off trying to do. The way that Foibly works is, to get a little technical, we connect to the Facebook API, which lets you find information in Facebook. Unfortunately, there's no way right now to just ask Facebook, hey, show me all of the offers that you have. So the way our system works is we actually monitor the pages of hundreds of, I think you mentioned 800 businesses, to see if they post any offers. So while we want to do location-based offers right now of smaller retailers, we're still kind of building that back end into our system, and we have to build up our own database of Facebook pages for local businesses. So if you are a local business and you're running offers and you'd like for them to show up on Foibly, you can send us an email at support@foibly.com. And when this feature goes live, that way we'll have a backlog of offers and we'll know we should be monitoring your page. So that whenever you post an offer, it will show up on Foibly. And then eventually, just like you say, and just like the way Groupon works, if you're in Washington, D.C. or New York or Chicago, we'll show you Facebook offers nearby to you. And then also we'd like to add, you know, sorted by food, sorted by retail, sorted by electronics, et cetera. So the idea is eventually to get all of that functionality. Right now we're just building up the functionality to be able to support that on our back end.
So now you mentioned just a second ago that, you know, if a local business has an offer, they can email support@foibly.com. So what if, like, a fan has an offer that they think, you know, if they really get behind, you know, hey, you know what, I don't like the fact that I have to like all these pages, and they want to help, you know, Foibly out. Can they submit Facebook offers to Foibly?
Absolutely. And they can do it through Facebook, through the messaging system. They can use that email address, support@foibly.com, or they can go to Foibly and click on the contact, and there's a little simple form they can fill out, and that'll email it to us as well. And what we'll do with that information for now is just add it to our list of local businesses, which aren't posted to any of our pages right now, because we don't want to start posting, you know, a local business in small town Iowa to, you know, the entire world. We want those to be targeted to people who live near that business. So for now, like I mentioned, we're just building up our list of businesses that are using Facebook offers. And when we do roll out this location-based feature, it'll just be ready to go, pre-populated. So definitely get on our list now if you're planning to do this now or in the future.
And so just a couple more questions here for you. Do you have any other products, any product launches planned for maybe 2013 or beyond that?
For Foibly, we definitely want to get the location-based functionality out and the ability to sort by the type of retailer. Those are our main things that we're focused on, I think, coming up in the short term.
Okay. And what's the best way for people to contact you if they have any, you know, if they have questions or they want to learn a little bit more? Is it through the contact page on the website?
Right. If they want to contact Foibly in general, they can use any of the ways that we discussed previously. They can use support@foibly.com. If they want to contact me personally, I'm john@foibly.com. I'm usually pretty good at getting back to people pretty quickly.
Do you have any additional advice that you want to provide for fans?
Not really. We'd love to hear any of their requests for new features. So if you have found an offer that we didn't list, or you think that this certain type of functionality would be helpful for you, or anything like that, we'd really love to hear back from people who are making use of the site, because that'll drive the way we build out the site in the coming year.
So that's it, guys. That's an interview with John Titus, owner of Foibly. John, it's really great speaking with you. Thank you for taking the time to let me interview you.
Thank you, Christian. Appreciate it very much.
So that's it, guys. That's Foibly.com. It's a Facebook offer aggregator. I highly recommend you go check out their site, like their Facebook page. And if you want to learn more about social media or Facebook offers, feel free to check out my blog, www.christiankonline.com. Thanks a lot.